Well, good morning, guys. Hey, I'm still on holiday at the moment, and I'm going to be talking about work and how the word work differs between the male brain and the femon brain. Now, I remember a few years back, there was quite a few femons, not that many, but a few femons on building sites. But funny, in the last couple of years on the building sites I've been on, I haven't seen any femons. And it's because they've found out that after about a week and they're getting all the attention and everything, working on a building site is hard goddamn work. And in all weathers. And there's a deadline you've got to get to and keep. And they're long days. Of course, male workers already knew that. But I have noticed femons getting into the health and safety officer thing a lot. That way now they don't have to get down and get dirty or do work. Then they have the power to shut a site down as well. And I've found most of them I've talked to arrogant, unrude and entitled. You see, males have always been the workers. When they understand that they have to get up early, go to work for 8 to 10 hours, and then come home and do exactly the same thing the next day, for at least 5 to 6 days a week to earn money. And of course, a lot of times you're doing a job you don't really like. But that's reality. Femons, on the other hand, consider work as they don't want to do it for very long during the day. I mean, let's look at some of Femon's jobs. What about a nail beautician? That's somebody who actually fixes the nails and sort of files them down and everything on a Femon's hand. It's to keep the fakery going of the Femons. And let's say that all the nail beauticians disappeared one day. What would happen? Absolutely nothing. And what about the hair salons? What about that? What about if all they disappeared in one day? What would happen? The end of the world? Absolutely nothing. I mean, there'd be a few Femons looking a little bit more ropey than usual, but that's about it. Femons always seem to like to get into these nothing jobs. When most males are doing the real dirty, physical and boring jobs that keep the society running. I mean, how many Femons have you seen down working down the sewers or on the back of garbage trucks? No, no, Femons just want the cream of the jobs. They can do the talk, but they can't do the walk. You see, the fact is that Femons don't really want equality. They want entitlement. And more of it. They're the ones who invented a dating expert. Another nothing job. And OnlyFans is a great job for them. They don't have to work too hard for that. But you still hear them moaning, these Femons, saying, oh, it's such hard work. I mean, do they really expect that men are so stupid they're going to believe that? They get up. Then they have to do their hair, pile tons of makeup on, put something skimpy on, even if you're overweight, it doesn't matter. And then have somebody, or most of the time, they take pictures of themselves, don't they? And layer all around the bed or something. Well, that's what Femons call work. And I remember quite a few years ago when you used to talk to Femons or so, they used to say something like, what did you do yesterday?
Oh, I did the wash.
You see, more gobbledygook and deception. The machine did the wash. She sat there watching the soaps. And even if a man could do OnlyFans page as easy as Femons can, he probably wouldn't, because it's not a meaningful enough work. I mean, once again, if all the OnlyFans Femons pages just went down all of a sudden, everywhere, what would happen? Absolutely nothing. You see, the reality is that Femons all believe that the world evolves around them. And of course, the reality is that only person that believes that is them. Because if males didn't go into work and do what they do every day, the lights would go out. Society would come to a halt. So guys, even though you're not appreciated in society, especially by Femons, you are by other guys and people like me. So give yourselves a pat on the back. So the next time you're listening to a Femon moaning about how hard her workday was, because you know they love to moan, tell her about your workday. I mean, take a look at the programs or the TV programs, The View, and loose women. They're middle-aged, bitter femmes, gossiping, spitting their hatred at everybody, trying to cause division everywhere. And femmes consider that work. Let's be honest, guys, most femmes wouldn't know a hard day's graft. They play act at work, most of them. And it's always about them. You know what? As I'm on holiday, I didn't have any beer last night. So I'm going to go out today and buy some Peroni. You take it easy now, fellas.
Yes, that's right. I won't be into work today. I've broken a nail.